Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Understandable Economics, because understanding our economy is easier than you think, and more important than you know, by Howard Yarus, is a general economics book written for readers who want a clear, non-technical introduction to how the economy works. It is deliberately aimed at people who may feel excluded by standard economics texts. So it avoids formulas, graphs, and dense jargon in favor of plain language explanations, analogies, and real-world examples. Yarus uses this accessible style to address major economic issues such as inequality, wages, taxation, and the effects of technological change on markets and income distribution. The book is not a textbook in the usual academic sense. It is closer to a guided explanation of the economy for informed citizens, students, and readers who want to understand policy debates without needing prior training. Its purpose is practical as much as educational to help readers interpret economic problems more clearly and think more critically about proposed solutions. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a plain language framework for understanding the economy. The book's core method is accessibility. Yarus intentionally strips away the features that make economics intimidating to many readers, including mathematical models, technical notation, and abstract theory presented without context. Instead, he builds understanding through everyday language and concrete examples. This matters because economics often enters public debate through simplified slogans. Yet the underlying forces are usually more complex than either partisan commentary or casual news coverage suggests. Yarus tries to close that gap by explaining how the economy operates as a connected system rather than a set of isolated statistics. The result is a book that treats economic literacy as a civic skill, not a specialist credential. That approach also shapes the reader's experience. The book is designed to be understandable without sacrificing seriousness. Rather than oversimplifying problems, it translates them into terms that non-experts can follow and evaluate. In this sense, the book is both educational and corrective, pushing back against the idea that economics must remain opaque to be rigorous. Secondly, inequality as a central problem, not a side issue. A major theme in the book is inequality, which Yarus treats as one of the most important features of the modern economy. He does not present inequality as merely an ethical concern. He frames it as an economic and social problem that affects stability, opportunity, and growth. The book examines the tension between legitimate income differences that reward effort or risk and extreme disparities that can distort markets and public life. By placing inequality at the center of the discussion, Yarus encourages readers to think about distribution, not just total wealth creation. This perspective is important because a growing economy can still leave many people behind if gains are concentrated at the top. The book also connects inequality to broader structural forces, suggesting that market outcomes do not automatically produce fair or balanced results. That makes the topic more than a complaint about unfairness. It becomes a question of how an economy should be organized if it is to remain both productive and socially durable. Yarus uses this lens to show that debates over wages, taxation, and regulation cannot be separated from the problem of unequal outcomes. Thirdly, minimum wage and the trade-off between living standards and business costs. The discussion of minimum wage policy reflects the book's practical, balanced approach. Yarus recognizes the argument that workers need enough income to live with dignity, but he also acknowledges that labor costs matter, especially for smaller businesses with limited margins. Rather than treating the issue as a simple moral contest between employers and employees, he presents it as a real economic trade-off with consequences for hiring, pricing, and business survival. That makes the chapter useful because it avoids the common habit of reducing wage policy to one slogan or another. The book's value lies in showing that a living wage question cannot be answered responsibly without considering how firms absorb cost increases and how those costs are passed through the economy. At the same time, Yarus does not imply that low wages are acceptable simply because businesses face pressure. Instead, he invites readers to evaluate wage policy as part of a larger system in which fairness, employment, and affordability all matter. This creates a more mature framework for thinking about labor markets than one that relies only on ideological positions or emotional reactions. Fourthly, taxation as a practical tool for shaping economic outcomes. Taxation receives significant attention because Yarus sees it as one of the most important ways societies distribute burdens and resources. The book explains different kinds of taxes and their effects on incomes, emphasizing that tax policy is not just a technical matter for accountants or politicians. It directly affects household finances, public spending, and the broader balance of the economy. Yarus also highlights taxes as an everyday reality for most people, which is why he argues they deserve more attention in education and public discussion. This framing is useful because tax debates are often dominated by abstract rhetoric about cutting or raising taxes, while the actual effects depend on which taxes are changed and who bears the cost. By treating taxation as a mechanism with real social consequences, the book helps readers see why policy design matters more than slogans. It also connects taxes to redistribution, suggesting that the tax system is one of the main instruments through which societies address inequality. The chapter therefore links personal experience, public finance, and social policy in a way that makes the topic feel concrete rather than remote. Lastly, technology. Winner-take-all markets and the challenge of modern growth, Yarousse also examines how technological change has shaped the modern economy, especially by intensifying winner-take-all dynamics. In this view, technology can increase productivity and expand markets, but it can also concentrate rewards among a small number of firms or individuals while weakening the position of everyone else. That makes technology a double-edged force. It contributes to growth while also helping to produce the grotesque inequality the book discusses. This is an important analytical move because it prevents readers from treating innovation as automatically beneficial in every respect. Yarousse shows that market competition does not always distribute gains evenly, especially when scale, networks, and digital platforms create outsized winners. The implication is that policy must respond to structural changes in the economy rather than assuming markets self-correct in a socially optimal way. The book's discussion of media and public confusion reinforces this point by suggesting that modern economic change is often misunderstood or oversimplified in public discourse. By linking technology, inequality, and information quality, Yarousse offers readers a broader view of why the economy can feel unstable even during periods of apparent progress. In conclusion, Understandable Economics is best suited for general readers, students, professionals outside economics, and anyone who wants a clearer foundation for following policy debates. It is especially useful for people who feel excluded by conventional economics writing, because the book is built to explain rather than to impress. Readers interested in wages, taxation, inequality, and the effects of technology on markets will find practical value in its direct, non-technical approach. The book also offers intellectual benefits for readers who want to think more carefully about how economic systems shape everyday life and public decisions. What makes it stand out in its category is not novelty of subject matter, but the way it reframes familiar issues in a genuinely accessible form without turning them into slogans. Compared with many introductory economics books, it is less concerned with theory for its own sake and more focused on helping ordinary readers interpret the economic world around them. That combination of clarity, balance, and policy relevance gives it a distinctive place among popular economics titles. It works as both an entry point and a corrective, making economics feel legible without pretending the subject is simple. If you would like to support Howard Yarousse, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.